Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Bring this back 17 to 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'll be on the right side of the clock here in a minute. That's what you need, right, folks? A talk show host, you can't tell time. I'm Jim Blasingame. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Judd Hoekstra's here. He's going to straighten me out here and help me bring some order to this thing. Judd is a new friend, but we have a mutual friend in the form of Ken Blanchard. Folks, you've heard Ken on my show many times before. He's been gracious enough to join us over the years, and Judd works with Ken and his organization. The new book is called Crunch Time. He co-authored with Rick Peterson, How to Be Your Best When It Matters Most. You want to give us a website, Judd, and tell us how to find the book?
Sure. The website is juddhoekstra.com, JUDDHOEKSTRA.com.
All right, and the book's available there. You can find out more about it there. It's also on Amazon and other booksellers.
Yes.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're talking about this thing called the crunch time. Remind them what crunch time is, Judd.
Sure. Crunch time is any pressure moment you might face. It could be certainly at work. It could be personal. It could be, you know, a student taking a test. It could be singing a solo in the church choir. It could be teeing off on the first tee of your neighborhood club championship. So any pressure moment that you face.
So what's your 1-2-3 to deal with it?
So I ask myself one question, which is, do I want to think or feel the way that I'm thinking or feeling right now? And that lets me know whether the caveman is controlling my thinking or whether I need to switch it. And if I answer the question no, that I don't want to think or feel that way, then I can begin to ask myself some other questions, which one of the questions I ask myself to kind of switch to my logical brain is to say, what would I advise my kids to do in this situation? Because when we make decisions about parenting our kids, more often than not, they're based with the better part of our brain. And another question you can ask yourself is, you know, pick someone that you highly respect or admire. So in my case, it could be Ken Blanchard, and I could say, what would Ken do in this situation? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's, you've probably heard they had the bracelets for a while, what would Jesus do? And I know people that ask themselves that are fans of Winston Churchill, what would Winston Churchill do in this situation? So really, it's a way to activate the better part of your brain by asking yourself those questions.
Interesting. Well, and that settles you down, doesn't it? That reframes your thinking, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Refocuses your energy.
Yeah, reframing is the key skill to doing this, and I define reframing as the ability to think differently or better about a situation, which changes how you interpret that situation, which gives you better thoughts, better actions, and better results.
You know, in sales, there's this call reluctance thing that's pretty strong. And years ago, I was taught to understand, to have a different kind of understanding, not unlike what you're talking about here. You know, I'd be on the outside in the hall of the office, and on the other side of that door is somebody I wanted to call on. But I had call reluctance. I'd be thinking, I'd be imagining all the things that were not going to happen in there that I didn't like, I wasn't going to like. And then, so what we were taught to do is to say, okay, where am I now? I'm on the outside of the office. What's the worst that could happen? They throw me back outside of the office.
I love it.
So nothing worse can happen. And so you knock on the door and go in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And so everybody has everybody has their own way of thinking about these things. One of the things it sounds like you recommend, and you were talking about like the golf tournament. You could say to yourself, look, golf is a game. Games are supposed to be fun. Have fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. I've got a great story for you, Jim. This is one of Rick's kind of highlights of his career.
Your co-author, Rick Peterson. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The major league pitching coach. He was with the A's during the Moneyball era.
Yeah.
And it was 2001. The A's were playing the Yankees in New York, in Yankee Stadium, game two of the American League Championship Series. And the A's are up 2-0 going into the bottom of the ninth. And Jason Isringhausen is their closer, and he was referred to by his teammates as Izzy. And Izzy comes into the game in the bottom of the ninth, and the problem is that he's blown a couple saves against the Yankees earlier in the year, so he's got fear, worry, and doubt just flooding his mind. And in fact, a couple of the batters coming to plate, Bernie Williams and David Justice, had hit home runs off him previously. So he's, you know, not full of confidence, I guess is the best way to put it. And he strides out to the mound, and the first batter he faces gives up a double. The second batter, he walks. So now he's got runners on first and second, nobody out, and the winning run comes to the plate for the Yankees. And Rick could see that Izzy was not himself and that he was, you know, really, really nervous out standing behind the mound. So Rick calls timeout, jogs out to the mound, puts his arm around him, and, you know, all of a sudden he says, you know, Izzy, how are you feeling? And Izzy said, you know, Rick, I can't even feel my legs right now. And Rick smiles and says, that's okay, Izzy. We don't need you to kick a field goal. And, yeah, both Izzy and Rick start laughing. And
that's a great story.
Hey, here's the deal.
It refused to crunch time. Hey, I got to wrap things up. Jed, will you come back?
Absolutely. I'd love to, Jim. Thank you.
Enjoyed having you here on the show today. Judd Hoekstra, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Crunch Time, co-authored by Judd and Rick Peterson. Check it out wherever books are sold. I got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.